Joining us now to learn more about Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is Martha Neff Kessler, a former intelligence officer with the CIA who focused on the Middle East and South Asia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
First, just a little bit of background on Bashar al-Assad, whose father, Hafez al-Assad, ruled the country for 30 years. Bashar al-Assad was not necessarily being groomed to follow in his father's footsteps.
Actually, he was groomed for quite some time. The thought was his older brother would take over from his father, but he was killed in an automobile accident. And the younger son was then brought back to Damascus from his medical training in London.
He's an eye doctor.
He was an eye doctor who studied in London and spent quite a bit of time with his father. Years and years, actually, getting ready to take over the position.
How have things changed in Syria since the younger al-Assad has assumed power?
Soon after taking power, the younger Assad tried to institute a reform program. I think he is a young man who believes very much in liberalizing Syria and understands that it needs to bring itself forward and join a more global economy and a more technologically advanced world, and has been aiming to do that. So one of the first and most dramatic things that happened is that there was an opening up in Syria, increased emphasis on getting the country computerized and giving people access to that form of communication, liberalizing the media so that there could be a freer press. There were enough political ramifications of that effort that it went in fits and starts, but it has been really since the region around Syria has become explosive as a result of the problem that Iraq, that the reform effort has pretty much come to a halt.
Leading up to the invasion of Iraq, there were several Arab countries that had strong misgivings about the war, but none were quite so outspoken. Bashar al-Assad had very strong statements against the war, and he allowed Iraqi sympathizers to leave his country and enter Iraq, and with the goal, I guess, of taking up arms against U.S. and British forces.
That's right. The Syrian objection to the war has been their fear, which they've shared with many Arab countries for quite some time, that if the United States invaded Iraq and overthrew Saddam Hussein, that a government would be installed that would be sympathetic to the United States and more responsive to Israel as the region's superpower. And it really boils down to just that as the primary objection to the U.S. invasion.
The fall of Saddam Hussein's regime does change the balance of power in the Middle East. The Syrian government is now the only Ba'ath regime left in the world. How would this affect al-Assad's future?
There was never anything other than a relationship of expediency between Iraq and Syria. So I don't think the fall of Saddam per se is robbing Syria of any great ally or strategic depth. On the other hand, they did benefit commercially from their relationship with Iraq, and I suspect they're going to have some rather serious economic problems going forward.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Martha Neff Kessler is a former intelligence officer with the CIA who focused on the Middle East and South Asia.